days will come when you don't have the strength. When all you hear is you're not worth anything. Wondering if you ever could be loved. And if they truly saw your heart, they'd see too much. You're beautiful. You're beautiful. You are made for so much more.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome and good morning to Sunday Morning Praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. How is everybody doing today on a Sunday morning? That's right, Sunday morning as we get ready to either go to church or watch our online services. I hope everybody is doing well. I hope you're staying healthy and I hope you're staying strong and know that Jesus is with us all the way. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to remind you, as always, I'm up here up top the tower, and it's a windy day. Windy this morning here at Faith Studio One. Yes, indeed. The winds have came back. It's going to be a warm one yet today in north central Texas, about 91 degrees for us this morning. But I wanted to let you know that it's going to be okay. Even if it's a windy day, it's still going to be a good day, right? Because we got Jesus in our heart at all times. All right, well, let me read some scripture. But before I do, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, hey, gang, email me here at the iHeartRadio studio, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, okay? Tell your friends about us and share our podcast anytime. We're on all major networks. Okay, on Sunday Morning Praise, I want to read a Bible devotion for you. God does control the clocks, doesn't he? That's our first Bible devotion for the day. If you highlight in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 8, Scripture reminds us, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness. Now, many people are asking, where is history heading? Well, a careful student of the Bible will see that God controls the clock of destiny. Amidst the world's confusion, God's optimate hand moves, working out his unchanging plan and purpose. You know, friends, not that we always see his hands at work, but as the old English hymn writer William Cowper put it, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. God is not absent, but his providence, he sustains us. And behind the scenes, he is working to bring about his divine purpose. So what is the purpose? Well, Paul put it this way, that he might gather together all in one in all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. You can find that in the book of Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 10. Someday Satan's rule will end and Christ will reign as Lord over the creation. Someday all the sin and the rebellion of the corrupted universe will be destroyed, and God's kingdom of righteousness and peace will rule forever. So don't be discouraged by what you see in the headlines every day. And by the way, excuse me, I'm battling the allergies caused by the south wind up here in Fort Worth. God is always at work, and someday Christ will rule. Amen? Amen. All right, and speaking of that, let's kick this song off. The King is coming. What a way to kick off Sunday Morning Praise. Get your coffee in focus. He's coming back. Easter's coming up to 1 week away. He is risen, and he lives forevermore. Amen. Well, good morning, everybody. You got me singing the Don Malone. Yes, indeed. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network. Sunday morning praise. We are on Palm Sunday. Happy Palm Sunday. As we get ever so close for Easter. Hope everybody's doing well today. Again, I want to remind you, if you have any, email me on any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Very windy day up here at the tower. I wish you could see it. It's got me swaying the back and the forth and the back and the forth. Anyway, I'm alive and well, praise God. All right, let's get some more music going on Sunday morning praise. God is good, and he's what? Good all the time.
For the greatest kingdom, the kingdom of our Lord.
Sunday Morn Praise with CA on April the 10th, 2022. Wasn't that a great song? That was a live version of Phil Driscoll, and that was done at a memorial service for the late, great Marcus Lamb. He was the founder of Daystar, and that's how I discovered Phil Driscoll, and that was on a YouTube version. I wanted y'all to hear that. I thought you would get a kick out of that. I've got two more things I'm going to do for you guys. I've got one more song I'm going to play. It's an oldie but goodie. Everybody loves it. It's kind of a flashback. It's called Shine by Newsboys. Then after that, with it being Palm Sunday as Easter gets upon us, I've got a Billy Graham special message. This was his last message by special request, and it's about the cross, and I know you're going to get something out of it on closeout, okay? And then we'll say a prayer. So here we go. Shine by the Newsboys.
Many years ago, it was not with any thoughts that I'd be preaching to large audiences. need of a spiritual awakening. Well, there have been times that I've wept as I've gone from city to city and I've seen how far people have wandered from God. Of all the things that I've seen and heard, there's only one message that can change people's lives and hearts.
There is a way if you come by the way of the cross.
I want to tell people about the meaning of the cross. Not the cross that hangs on a wall or around someone's neck.
We receive our freedom purchased by the ransom at the cross.
But the real cross of Christ.
The cross expresses the great love of God.
It's scarred and bloodstained. His was a rugged cross.
His real purpose for coming was to die.
I know that many will react to this message, but it is the truth. And with all my heart, I want to leave you with the truth.
God says, I love you. I love you. I love you with everlasting love.
And he loves you, willing to forgive you of all your sins. The cross is offensive because it confronts people. Even so, it's a confrontation that all of us must face. I look out across an audience when I stand up to preach, and I think of all the people with their different backgrounds and their various needs. And I know that they are objects of God's mighty love. To the point that he gave his son, his only son, to die upon a cross. And the cross was the most terrible form of execution by the Romans for criminals. And Jesus endured all that in our place because of our sins. We deserve the cross. We deserve hell. We deserve judgment and all that that means. I know that there are many people that dispute that. People don't want to hear that they're sinners. To many people, it's an offense. The cross is offensive because it directly confronts the evils which dominate so much of this world. One reason that the cross is an offense to people is because it demands, doesn't suggest, it demands a new lifestyle in all of us. Sin is a disease in the human heart. It affects the mind and the will and the emotions. Every part of our being is affected by this disease. How can we break this bondage? How can we be set free? God helps us break those chains. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things pass away. Everything becomes new. He can make you a totally new person. On that cross, God was laying on Jesus our sins. They not only put nails in his hands, but before that, they scourged him. A Roman scourge was a terrible thing. They took whips and pellets on those whips and beat a person almost to death. And then they took that cross and made him carry the cross, which was in his weakened condition, was almost impossible. But he carried that cross to a place outside of Jerusalem. And then they put nails in his hands. But that was not the real suffering. The real suffering is when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In that terrible moment, he and God the Father we're separated. He shed his blood, and the shedding of that blood carries with it God's very life. There is no other way of salvation except through the cross of Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. The only way to the Father, Father God, is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, why Jesus? He's the only one that was born into this world without sin. But more than that, he was a righteous one. And when you come to him, you're clothed in his righteousness. God no longer sees your sin. He no longer sees your own heart. He sees Jesus. When you come to Christ, you come by the way of repentance. Repent means to change. To change your way of living and turn from your sins and turn to Jesus Christ and say, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. And I know that you're the only one that can change me. Today, I'm asking you to put your trust in Christ. I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer, sentence by sentence, after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you've died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. What a way to close out Sunday morning praise with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. And that's right. Just like Billy Graham said. And I want you to share that on Palm Sunday and even beyond for people that don't know Jesus Christ. Guys, let me tell you in closing before I pray. Here at Faith Studio One at the iHeartRadio Studio, I have been blessed by every song today. Every time I sit here on the, not just the DJ chair, not just the studio chair, excuse me, I'm sorry. The moments I have with Christ, even beyond not being in the studio in downtown Fort Worth, not even being in the tower. I don't know what my world would be like without him. In the way this old world, this crazy old world's getting, that's the greatest gift you can have. Sure, your wife and your children are good gifts, but the greatest gift, the Heavenly Father that is up in heaven. If you ain't repented now of your sins, now's the time to do it. And Dr. Graham just gave you the easiest invitation. Please, I can't make you, but I can tell you this. As a brother in Christ, turn away from your sins now before it's too late. And repent and ask Jesus in your heart. And I'm telling you guys, when you have him in your heart, things are going to change. A dramatical change to where your world's going to be better for you. Maybe not better in the whole world all the time, but you got Christ. You got your armor of God on. And I encourage you to share this with someone that don't know Christ. Share my podcast anytime, guys. We still do Billy Graham Fridays, and I will have a great one on Good Friday. Okay? All right, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for everything you do for us, dear Jesus. I pray you be with us, guide us, watch over, protect us, keep us ever so safe. As we get ready, and every day we should be focusing on you as Easter's upon us, coming up in a week. Oh, Lord, if there's anybody that doesn't know you, may We'd be the arms and feet for you, Jesus, and be your ambassadors, the Christians out there, and reach out to the lost. And we love you and thank you for everything you do. In Christ's name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Friends, I got to saddle up. I got to head out of Faith Studio 1, grabbing a cup of coffee before I leave. Listen, y'all have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Bye for now.